Skateboarding has taken me so many places. You know, I've been to Brazil, Barcelona, been to China, Australia, all throughout Europe, you know, all over the United States. But it's still so amazing to come back home and just to be in Kansas City. You know, I love Kansas City. This place has such a special place in my heart.
He just loves it here. His family's from here. His friends are from here. His crew's from here. The shop's here. He's a big sports fan. He loves the Chiefs. He loves the Royals. That's a lot of the reason he wants to be here.
People have asked him, are you going to move out to California? You know, I mean, do the whole skateboarding thing. It's perfect weather. And I don't think he has any, like, really thoughts to move out there. I mean, this is where we grew up.
Sean's connection to Kansas City is strong, and with that connection comes a different bond, one just as strong to his hometown team.
Before skateboarding, Sean would talk about the Chiefs. I mean, he would love to go to the Chief football games. He was always a supporter. But when I really caught on is when he, you know, got his loft and everything is Kansas City Chiefs.
I've been a Chiefs fan my whole life. I've really, like, supported and loved the team. And, you know, I have so much respect for all those Chiefs players, what they do.
Ladies and gentlemen, for today's first pass, we have a very special guest. Please welcome Kansas City's own professional skateboarder, Sean Malto.
Just to be on the field of that stadium was insane. I had my brother there. I had a couple friends that are Chiefs fans, and that was an awesome moment. There's nothing better than going to Arrowhead. You know, going there and just sharing that same love with however many thousands of people in Arrowhead screaming simultaneously, it's amazing. When the Chiefs opened up the new Arrowhead.
He goes on a counterplay left to Charles. 45, 42, boom on the safety. 30, turns him back left. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
The Chargers, it was on their fourth down. And if they scored, they were going to win. And I remember just sitting there. It was raining. We were soaking wet. We were all screaming. Just being in that vibe. Everybody just tuned in, locked into the game.
The throw sets up, pumps once, twice. Now he's going to fire late, and it's wide and incomplete. Kansas City holds.
Man, I remember that just going off. The whole stadium erupting. All of my friends high-fiving strangers. You know, to do it against the Chargers, too. I hate the Chargers, so for me it was especially great. Just remember thinking, like, I don't know, this is like a highlight of my life.